This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. We got to get a getting. Get out God's word, God's message. We got folks sitting around the radio waiting for the message, so let's get going. We're happy to have you folks with us. The Old Trailblazer broadcast is here every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. We own lots of stations, several stations now. If you look on your internet there, if you have the computer, at our website, radiomissions.org, you find a whole list of our stations, where we are. But we're bringing you a series of studies now on Satan and demon possession and all of those related things. We're looking at Satan and his reign or his control, and we were just closing up that. We have just a little bit more. We looked there. We saw where the sinner, that sinner, every sinner who's undergone Holy Spirit conviction, we spoke of that just a little bit. We saw how that the Holy Spirit comes there to the sinner, awakens that sinner, brought him to see himself, and brings him to the place of repentance. And this is one of the strongest weapons that he can fight Satan with. He can always go back and say, yeah, Satan, I see I'm corrupt. I was a sinner. I'm a vile sinner. I have no righteousness. I once was your child. I once lay in your pit. But thank God, thank Christ. Christ died for such a sinner as I, and my sin debt has been paid in full. And I mentioned that in our last study there. The Old Trailblazer can stand here boldly and say, my sins are gone. We have a song by that name. I'll try to play it for you one day. My sins are gone. And I said, Satan, you have to take it up with Christ. You have your loins girt about with truth. You can go back and make your calling election sure. You can never forget where the Lord brought you from, where he found you, nor listen, how he rescued you from Satan's clutches. Isn't that marvelous? I hope that's not foreign to you, my friend. I can stand in the face of Satan and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once I was your prisoner. Once I was locked in your chains. But the Lord saved me. Now I belong to Christ. And brother, I know from where the Lord brought me. Then he says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Paul, there, over there in Galatians. When once a sinner is stripped of all of his unrighteous rags, and he comes to see himself as one corrupt individual with no righteousness, and he can know the imputed righteousness of Christ, it is then that he can fight Satan and sin by falling back upon the imputed righteousness of the Son of God. My friend, you have no righteousness except what the Lord gives you. My friend, my righteousness is in Christ. That's the comfort of the believer. That's our position before the Lord God, our standing, and everything else may give away, but his righteousness I can stand on. Oh, listen. Then he says to have our feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace. That's our sure footing. Blood redemption in Christ, washed in his blood. It's on the basis of his shed blood that we approach him. We come to him. We come to the Lord. Lord, I'm a sinner. Nothing but a sinner that you saved. I have no merit. But you shed your blood for me. I know I have no goodness, no righteousness, nothing I can approach him with. We are unworthy. I am. But we can approach him on the basis of the shed blood. Have you ever thought about the blood, my friend? Has the blood been applied to your heart? Oh, I try to describe that once in a while, how our Lord died there on the cross and every drop of his blood drained from his body as an atonement, as a covering for our sin. That's my sure footing, the blood. As I fight Satan and all the kingdom of his darkness, then he says, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Whose faith? His faith. The shield of faith. Listen now. Faith given to us. The faith of the Son of God. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I don't put much emphasis on faith, my friend, because you and I have no faith, but we have a great Christ. Oh, I have folks say, oh, if I had your faith. No, you wouldn't have anything if you had my faith, but if you have Christ. Then he said, take the helmet of salvation, which is the assurance of salvation. Satan has the most of our folks professing Christian whipped before he ever begins, because the very moment you face the battle line, you don't have any assurance that you're saved. Therefore, you're easy prey. Why? Because you're unprepared, because you're a member of Satan's kingdom. Salvation isn't a hope so, my friend. No, it's a present possession. I often ask my audience, do you know what salvation, the word salvation, means? I went one day and looked it up in the Webster's Dictionary. It means a deliverance. Deliverance. A deliverance. Then I quote that verse often, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. A new creature. Are you a new creature? Mr. Trucker, are you a new creature? I get letters and emails and phone calls from some of our trucker friends out there hauling goods and services across this country. What would we do without them? My friend, let me ask you something. Would you pray for our trucker friend? When you pull out on the highway, make sure you don't pull out in front of one of them. Because those things, they do all they can. They just as alert as they can be. They're careful as they can be. But when you act a fool and pull out in front of one of them, and he has to lock up those brakes and turn into the median there and turn over and get killed just because you acted a fool, don't do that. Pray for him. Pray for him. I respect him with all the respect that I have, my friend. I'm not in that big a hurry that I got to pull out in front of one of them fellas. Now, I know some of them may be obnoxious a little bit, but as a rule, they're kind and gentle people. And I ask them all the time, do they know the Lord? Because they may not make it back home. You say, well, Trailblazer, you're just meddling in other folks' business. Did you know God's ambassador, is his business is to meddle in your business? So I asked you, are you saved? If you remember the old rich man, the Lord said, this night, thy fool, this night, thy soul will be required of thee. What about if that applied to you, my friend? What about you? If this night your soul was required of you, are you ready to meet the Lord? Or you just hanging on to a little mere profession? A profession? What is that? A profession? I tell folks, shaking a preacher's hand, walking down some aisle, has nothing to do with salvation, my friend. It's coming to know the Lord. Leaning on the Lord, looking to the Lord, trusting the Lord, clinging to the Lord. Lord, Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life. That's my hope, my friend. Listen, listen. Then he says, take the sword of the Spirit. That's what the old trailblazer does. He takes the sword of the Spirit and wields it, brother. When we can look Satan and all his emissaries of hell in the face and say, thus it is written, that's grace. You have no doubt about the word of God, and the born-again believer doesn't? No, listen. And finally, he says, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You see, this whole armor can be summed up in one word, my friend. What is salvation? Christ. Christ. To know him is the greatest thing in all this life. So I ask you again, do you know him? Do you know him? Let me read you these words of a gracious song. On every hand a foe we find, drawn up in array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. What a gracious song. I wish I could sing. I'd sing that for you. But listen, we're going to move on now. We're coming now to the grand aim of Satan. Do you know what Satan's purpose is? The grand aim of Satan. Whenever and wherever the Word of God lifts the curtain, gives us a glimpse of the kingdom of Satan, which is a kingdom of darkness, we behold an empire which is satanic, indeed, but perfect in order and government, thirsting to bring the whole human race under its control. I want you to get that statement. Let me go back and read it. We behold an empire which is satanic indeed, but perfect in order and government, thirsting to bring the whole human race under its control. You remember the statement we made back there a few studies ago? Satan said, I will be like God. I will be like the Most High. He never has changed his mind. He hasn't changed his opinion one way or the other. No, he wants to sit on the throne, my friend. But oh, listen. I believe it was our last study we told you about that little lone angel. I believe it's the littlest angel in the whole world of angels. That little angel going to go bind old Satan. That's our hope, my friend. If you want to get that statement, listen, I want you to get that statement. It is Satan's purpose to bring the whole human race under his control, and I believe he's about got it, don't you? Don't you think he's about got it? The Bible said in the latter days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of self more than lovers of God. All of those related things. And it's not a perilous times about the stock market, your 401k and all of that being peril. No, It's perilous times because Satan has just about taken over this world, and there's not much truth going out, my friend. That's what the old Trailblazer is all about. We bring you the truth. We don't bite our tongue. We call sin, sin. You say you call? I do. I do, my friend. I call names in my congregation. Someone shacking up and come slipping in there and wanting to sing in the choir. No, sir. No, sir. Go back and come again. Go back and come again. I had a man ask me one day at the end of the 11 o'clock service, can a man get saved shacking up? I said, no, sir. Clean up. Get out. Get in or get out. My friend, God hates sin. God is angry with the wicked every day. I know I'm getting off my subject, but I have to just take time out sometime and vent a little frustration that I have because I see folks going to hell by the wholesale and the retail. They love sin more than they love God. And their lust of the flesh and their lust of their eyes and lust of pride and all those things just send you down to a devil's hell. My friend, whoa. Could the old Trailblazer just say, whoa, whoa, Dan, whoa, friend, whoa, neighbor, take a look, see where you're headed. You're headed to the pit. But Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Have you ever seen yourself as a sinner, my friend? Every individual who ever gets saved comes to see himself as a sinner, a lost sinner. And I know we don't hear that. And I know this message is foo-fooed all around the nation. I get emails and phone calls and those things. And folks tell me to back off and call me old crackpot and call me this. Go ahead, my friend. It goes in one ear and out the other. And I stand here boldly and proclaim, Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? We used to have an old man that preached for us here once in a while. Couldn't hardly speak English. He says, neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? It's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? So I asked you, are you a sinner? Have you ever seen yourself a sinner? If so, Christ died for sinners. I come here with hope, folks. I'm not a doom and gloom preacher. No, sir. I bring you hope. There's hope in Christ. Not in yourself. Not in the church. Not in the old Trailblazer. Not in the pastor. Not in walking the aisle. Not in shaking the preacher's hand. There's nothing to that. There's no hope in the Pope. There's none of hope there. Oh, my hope is in Christ. Christ, my solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I get stirred up sometimes, my folks, when I see folks going out into eternity, lost and doomed and damned and have no concern about their soul. The old Trailblazer gets stirred up. So I wish I could hear from some of you. Would you join me in prayer? And then remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomission.org. So look us up there and see a lot of information about the old Trailblazer. And then write me. Help me with the broadcast. Send me a dollar. Send me $100 if you will. And say, put that on the broadcast. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
Yeah.